Welcome to Take Care, Johanna. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me and happy fall.
What is so nutritionally special about orange vegetables? I know we're told to eat deep colored vegetables and we understand the reasons when kale is involved or spinach and the leafy greens, but what is it about orange that packs a punch, nutritionally speaking?
Yeah, like you said, color is a great indicator of nutrition, and the orange and red veggies are rich in things called carotenoids that are a certain type of antioxidant, and they can also be converted into vitamin A. So the dietary guidelines actually specifically call out to red and orange vegetables, and they encourage us to try to eat one red-orange vegetable most days of the week, so things like squashes, carrots, sweet potato.
So I guess the most popular orange-colored fall fruit or vegetable that we see a lot of are pumpkins, because they're on everybody's front steps by the door. Linda was just telling me those carving pumpkins aren't the ones that we should be cooking with.
You don't want to eat those, right?
No, exactly right, Linda. Those are actually bred, you know, to be more of show pumpkins. But the ones you want to look for to eat are smaller varieties. The most common ones I've seen are called the sugar pie pumpkin or the cheese pumpkin. And these are much more flavorful. And those are the ideal ones for cooking and preparing.
Well, are they really healthy? If I eat sweet potatoes, do I really have to go out of my way to try to eat a pumpkin this fall?
No, you don't have to. Certainly, like sweet potatoes provide many of the same nutrients. So that's, you know, it's really about you want to eat a variety of foods. And I think that, you know, you also want to eat seasonally. So it's fun to experiment with pumpkin. If you can get the fresh ones and roast them at home, it might be a fun cooking activity. Or, of course, you can go for the canned puree that we see in the store this time of year and year round.
Now, what about the seeds? Because every time we carve a pumpkin, my husband always goes for those seeds. Is there nutritional value? I mean, I always think fiber, of course, but what else?
Oh, seeds are, you know, all seeds really, and pumpkin seeds are no exception. They're loaded with nutrition. They're sort of the start of the plant, so they have to provide everything the plant needs to get going. They provide healthy fats, which we know are great for heart health, and they're also very rich in vitamins and minerals, things like iron, magnesium, zinc. So, the seeds, you can certainly, if you're roasting the pumpkin fresh, you can take advantage and roast the seeds in the oven, and you can also, you know, pick up the fresh seeds or also the pepitas, which are the kernel of the pumpkin seed. You'll see sometimes those are green. That's the green pumpkin seeds.
Most of us, when we think of preparing pumpkin, of course, we think pumpkin pie, but that's going to be loaded with a lot of cream and a lot of fat and a lot of sugars. But you mentioned with the sugar pie or the cheese pumpkins, roasting them, I take it that you might roast them with a little bit of like maybe olive oil, salt and pepper. Are they sweet? How is that?
They taste like the pumpkin that you get in the can. So there's a touch of sweetness there. You mentioned roasting with olive oil, which is great because the olive oil actually helps you absorb those fat-soluble carotenoids that we talked about. And you can, you know, roast the pumpkin and add it maybe to a pasta dish or to a chili or a stew. But you could also add the puree, whether we're talking again about the canned or the fresh, you know, if you were to roast it and puree it yourself, you can add that to oatmeal, yogurt, smoothies, and of course, baked goods. And you can do healthier baked goods like muffins or quick breads. And I always say, you know, pumpkin muffins or any kind of muffin is a great way to get in more whole grain flours. You can add nuts, seeds, a lot of healthy wheat germ, throw it all in there. So those are a great vehicle for getting other healthy foods in your diet.
What about some of the squashes that are abundant in the fall? They're usually a healthy choice. What are the varieties that we should look for?
Yeah, the orange winter squashes are actually, you know, they're very similar to pumpkins. So they provide fiber. They provide potassium, which is really important for managing blood pressure. And, you know, you can really choose from, there's a wide variety out there. There's butternut and acorn, delicata. One that I'm seeing more of is a Japanese pumpkin called kabocha, which I love. It's very sweet. Try to seek that one out if you can. But those orange squashes are, you know, they also have that beta carotene and they're a little more nutrient dense than the summer squashes that we saw, you know, a few months back.
All right, Lorraine mentioned it earlier. I know she's a fan of them. Sweet potatoes, how do they compare in terms of compared to a squash, let's say? Because I imagine they're sweeter as well and maybe more starchy?
They are a little more starchy, a little more caloric, but, you know, that they're loaded with good stuff. Again, they have fiber, they have potassium. So you just want to, you know, prepare them in a healthy way. So we're talking, you know, a baked sweet potato is a great side dish. Not so much the fries. I know a lot of the chains were, fast food chains were getting on the sweet potato bandwagon and doing the French fries, which really, you know, you're adding a lot of calories and, you know, not the healthiest way to prepare them. So go for the baked. And what I like about sweet potatoes is they're sort of portion controlled for you, unlike other starches like pasta and rice. So if you get a small one, you can have the whole potato. If it's a larger one, maybe do half and split it with another person, or have, you know, half later. And always try to, when you're eating potatoes, try to go for the skin, which has a lot of the fiber and other nutrition in it.
I know in well, I don't want to say ancient times, but times when we didn't have modern refrigeration, people had squashes and relied on them because they kept for a long time. But I find that when I bring a squash home, it doesn't stay as fresh as I'd like it. How quickly should we cook up a squash?
Yeah, so they should, you know, as far as vegetables go, they're one of the sturdier ones. So keep it in a cool place and, you know, try to use it, you know, within a few weeks, like something like a butternut. I've kept that around a while. You just have to kind of cut into it and gauge how fresh it is. You could also, you know, if you're worried you're not going to use it fast enough, you could cube it up and freeze the cubes. You can even buy butternut squash frozen puree or cubes right in the frozen food section. So those are other great ways to get more squash in your diet.
Johanna writes the Nutrition Sleuth column at Everyday Health. She's a registered dietitian and has her master's degree from the Columbia University Institute of Human Nutrition.
Thanks for having me again. It was wonderful to be here.